Thank you for calling CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Due to increased call volume, your wait time will be longer than normal. You may continue to hold or call back at a later time.
Thank you for calling CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield Provider Service. To obtain routine eligibility, benefit, or claim status information, providers are expected to use the Voice Response Unit, CareFirst Direct, or Clearinghouse Self-Service channels. Information given by this system does not guarantee benefits or payment. Calls may be recorded for quality assurance. Using the keys on your telephone, please enter your 3-digit facility or 4- or 8-digit professional provider number, followed by the pound sign. You can also enter your 9-digit tax ID or your 10-digit billing national provider identification number. For additional instructions, press pound. To try again, press 1. For help with your provider number entry, press 2. For help entering alphabetic characters, press 3. Using the keys on your telephone, please enter your 3-digit facility or 4- or 8-digit professional provider number, followed by the pound sign. You can also enter your 9-digit tax ID or... You entered 6805608 39. If this is correct, press 1. If not, press 2. The taxpayer identification number you gave me is affiliated with participating provider number CV710000. Please use your participating provider number to access this system in the future. For eligibility, press 1. For benefits and to find out if authorization is required for a service, press 2. For deductibles and contract limits, press 3. For claim status, press 4. To initiate or check the, please use your telephone keypad to enter the patient's member ID. Do not enter the 3-character alphanumeric prefix or the R that precedes federal employee member IDs. If the member ID itself contains letters and you need help entering them, press pound. Membership numbers must be at least 5 characters long. Please try again. Please use your telephone keypad to enter the patient's member ID. Do not enter the 3-character alphanumeric prefix or the R that precedes federal employee member IDs. If the member ID itself contains letters and you need help entering them, press pound. Membership numbers. You entered 9055117 31. If this is correct, press 1. Please enter the date of birth of the person you're calling about. You entered
September 11, 1962.
If this is correct, press 1. To enter a single date, press 1. Please enter the date of service. You entered
August 4th, 2025.
If this is the first few letters of the member, please.
Starting August 17th, all CareFirst Provider Portal users will need to reset their passwords. When you reset your password, you will be encouraged to enroll in passwordless, authentication, secure, and user-friendly alternatives to traditional passwords. For detailed information, visit provider.carefirst.com today. Please listen to this important update regarding our claims processing timelines. We currently have a larger than expected volume in claims processing. While we strive to process all claims within 30 days of receipt, recent system upgrades combined with higher than normal volumes have caused delays. Please be assured that we are actively working to resolve this, and we anticipate improvement in processing times over the next 6 to 8 weeks. We appreciate your partnership and patience during this time. For quicker access to claim information, we encourage you to use our online tools to check claim status and avoid extended wait times. Thank you again for your continued support.
Thank you in advance for your patience and understanding. Your customer service advocate will be with you shortly and is working hard to provide you with the excellent service you've come to expect and deserve from CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Thank you in advance for your patience and understanding. Your customer service advocate will be with you shortly and is working hard to provide you with the excellent service you've come to expect and deserve from CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Thank you in advance for your patience and understanding. Your customer service advocate will be with you shortly and is working hard to provide you with the excellent service you've come to expect and deserve from CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield.
CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. This is Dorothy. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, it's Scout here, S-C-O-U-T. Hello.
You said the name is Paul?
Yeah, it's Scout, S-C-O-U-T.
Moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And are we calling for benefits or claims?
Claims.
Data service for the claim, please.
It's August 4, 2025, with the billed amount to $75 in even.
Member's name and date of birth.
Member's name is A.N.A. Mina Folkour. Date of birth is September 11, 1962.
Thank you. Provider or group 10PI.
It's 17506154 23.
I'm sorry, 17
50 615-423.
Thank you. And that group's name?
Maryland Internal Medicine.
And I'm sorry, what was your first name?
It was Scout, S-C-O-U-T.
S-C-O-U-T?
Yeah, correct.
Thank you. And a callback phone number if needed?
It's 301-685-6623.
Thank you. And you said August 4th for $75, correct?
Yeah, $275.
$275 or $75?
$275.
Thank you. And how can we help with the claim?
Actually, the claim has been denied, and the reason exactly is not specified on the EOB, so just wanted to confirm the exact reason.
One moment. So the 99214 is denied, and the reason for the denial is because the diagnosis is billed alongside, should not be reported together. And that would be...
Which one, actually?
Do you need the...
Yeah, exactly.
The M54.42 and the M51.16.
Okay. They both should not be built together. You're sitting there, probably. Right?
That is the reason for the rejection, correct?
Okay. Thanks for that information. And, thanks. Can I have the reference number for this member? Actually, I have a couple of more claims.
Anything else?
No, that's it. No, that's it. I understand the reason.
Thank you. And I can only assist with those of group ND50. The group number for the member's account, ND50. Let me know when you're ready for your reference number.
Yeah, I'm ready. Done with that.
Thank you. It's 252-331-000-18.
250-331-180, that is the reference?
No, it's 252-331-000-180.
Okay, thanks for that. And can you spell out your name too?
D as in David, O-R-O-T-H-Y, Dorothy.
Thanks for that. And actually, the other members have different group numbers, so if you can transfer me over there.
I don't have the account numbers. Please look to the back of the member card as to where you should be calling to service your accounts. Anything else?
No, that's it. That's the only patient I had.
Thank you.
So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.